the new revolution in radio.
CyberStationUSA.com.
Americans are united in sending one message.
Good will to the people of this planet.
I will do my best to represent my nation.
We have a picture now. Really looks beautiful.
This is the evolution of radio.
We are more integrated now than at any other point in the history of the human race.
This is CyberStationUSA.com.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to the Dr. Christopher Hall Show on the Neil Haley Network. I'm excited to welcome the program Dr. Christopher Hall. Dr. Hall, how are you? And I know you're excited about our guest. Every week we learn new things that inspire people and the obstacles they go through to be successful in life. Right, Dr. Hall?
Definitely. I'm doing great, and I'm very excited about our guest today. Can't wait to get going.
All right, so go ahead and introduce our guest.
Great. We know it's my pleasure to introduce a gentleman who is an actor of television, the movies, an author, a fitness guru, has also been a stuntman. I'd like to welcome to the show Mr. Jason Finley. Welcome to the show, Jason.
Hey, how you doing, guys? Nice to talk to you. How you been?
It's great to have you on the show. And I guess I already came up with the can of the worms. We look at you. We don't want to meet you in a dark alley. So where did that start? You're talking about hockey. So was that the first goal and dream and aspiration you had in your life, was to be a professional hockey player?
Yeah. Being raised in Canada, that's pretty much what you guys do up there. So I was a hockey player pretty much right through until my junior years. And, you know, always had physical fitness or some kind of sport in my life. So you can pretty much say that I was always, you know, athletic and still am to this day.
An athletic guy. Interesting. So what year, how far did you make it in hockey?
Well, I made up to junior. So, you know, it was like a pre draft team. So, I became a musician right after the draft kind of was more in my arena, so to speak. And I eventually dropped hockey and was a full-time musician for 13 years.
Wow. Okay. So after that, musician. So we'll get back to that because Dr. Hall definitely has some interesting questions to guide us in your story. I just was intrigued by it. But go ahead, Dr. Hall, with your first question for Jason.
Yeah, I mean, Jason is such an interesting guy with very many talents. So, so what I was wondering, Jason, is you're from Canada, and what part of Canada are you from? And did you have any, I guess, role models as a young person that made you go into some of acting and kinesiology and being a fitness and author?
Well, yeah, I mean, I was raised in Montreal, so Montreal is a town where, especially when I was growing up, you had winter pretty much 8 months out of the year. So, you know, you had to pretty much get involved in a winter sport. My winter sport was hockey. And I started skating at the age of 3 and started playing competitive hockey at the age of 5. And that's what, you know, young kids do up there. And most of us aspire to become hockey players, you know, play in the NHL and stuff. So one of my role models, of course, was Wayne Gretzky, who was the best hockey player of all time. Holds most of the records to this day in the NHL and is a fantastic role model for young kids today and in yesterday, and also is a great ambassador for the game and continues to be the person to look up to. Interestingly enough, there's Alexander Ovechkin, who's kind of starting to knock on the door and maybe get to that all-time goal mark. He's got a little ways to go, but he's starting to creep up on it. He's going to have 700 goals soon, and Wayne's record is 894, I believe. So
wow.
It's going to be close. It'll be close near the end of his career, you know? If he can keep it up, he's got a good chance. But that being said, I played hockey right through until just pre-junior. And then I was a musician. My mom was a music teacher, so I always was exposed to music. And I ended up being a professional drummer for 13 years, which was a lot of fun, very enjoyable, and took me to different places. Yeah, it was great. And all throughout those years, I still kept up with my physical fitness, and physical fitness was always something that was important to me. And I had a wonderful mentor when I was younger who taught me the basics of training and eating properly. So at the age of 17, I pretty much told my mom that she didn't know how to cook anymore because everything was too salty. And I ended up cooking with myself and took it over from there. But yeah, so since the age of 17, I've been training on a regular basis. It's just become part of what I do. And no matter whatever else I'm involved with or the project I'm doing or if I'm writing or whatever it may be, there's, you know, my daily routine, you know, still holds true today. And pretty much I'm going to carry that out until, you know, the end of time. It's healthy. It's a good way of, you know, starting off your day. It's a good way of keeping the body young and keeping everything mobile and moving. You know what I mean? The more you move it, the more you get to use it.
That's so true. And would you role models drumming? Who were your favorites? And did you want to be the really kind of different drummer than like a lot of the famous drummers that are out there?
Well, being Canadian, you can't, you know, have that conversation without mentioning Neil Peart.
Yes.
Neil Peart, probably the best technician ever to sit behind a drum kit. Nobody will ever be like him. I don't think we'll ever have another Neil Peart, just like we'll never have another Michael Jackson, or we'll, you know what I mean? There's certain people in the world that are just one of a kind and they will never be repeated. And he's one of them. He was just an innovator, fantastic, you know, technician, like I said, behind the drums. He had that 360 degree drum set, which was like unbelievable. He would actually sit on a chair that he would be able to turn around the drum kit 360 degrees. It was just amazing. So he's definitely one of them. And Stuart Copeland from The Police was another one, another innovator who grew up in, I believe it was South Africa, and had all these African influences come into his pop music, you know, with The Police. And, you know, he played a lot of off beats, a lot of different time signatures, and brought that into the world of pop music, which was really innovative also. Definitely those are two that, you know, have marked me. And later on, I guess, you know, bands like Van Halen, for example, Alex Van Halen, fantastic drummer, a very distinct signature snare sound. You always knew it was Van Halen by the sound of that snare. And, you know, that was also another drummer I looked up to. There's so many. I mean, we can have a conversation about this for hours. Certainly a time in my life that, you know, marked me and helped mold kind of my artistic side, you know. Definitely something I'd love to continue doing. I still do play. And, you know, I do have an idea for another project, you know, to actually get out there and do some touring.
Awesome. All right. Go ahead. Next question, Dr. Hall.
Oh, no problem. No problem at all. So, you know, everything about Jason is just is big. You know, he's got a big smile. He's got a big heart. He influences people in a big, gigantic way for healthy lifestyles. And Jason, tell us a little about your background in kinesiology. I saw where you, I think you went to school there at the University of Ottawa.
Yeah.
Tell us a little about that.
Yeah, so that fell into, you know, the whole idea of me being athletic and being involved in sports and stuff like that. I wanted to learn how and why the body moved, and from a systematic standpoint, which was fantastic because my other big career is being a personal trainer. So as a personal trainer, you need to know how and why the body moves. And, you know, the most effective ones that I've met are ones that have an education in the science of kinesiology or exercise physiology or, you know, human kinetics. All these lead to the study of how and why the body moves. So it was just an easy progression for me to go from, you know, sports to kinesiology. And, you know, the cool thing about that is that once you understand the biomechanics and you know, how a muscle works and what its function is, and you know what plane of motion makes it work correctly, then your training becomes that much more effective. And as a trainer, it's made me a lot more, specialized, if you will, in what it is that I do, because I focus specifically on working with people that, you know, are looking to improve the quality of their life and do it from a standpoint where they're improving their body's performance and their body's posture. And posture is such an important thing. You know, someone who stands straight and who has their shoulders back and who elongates through their abdominals and just has that really statuesque look is just someone that you look at and automatically you think of someone who's got power, who's got inner strength, who has, you know, different elements of their life together. It's just a big thing, you know, and that's one of the things I talk about a lot with people today, especially with the these, you know, phones and iPads and whatever else. Everything is set so that your body is in a horrible posture most of the day, because you're constantly pulling your body forward by looking down at whatever it is you're looking at. And you know, these are all concerns that we should have to correct the most important thing, which is to make sure your body is functional. Because you know what? You only have one.
Yes.
You better be good to it. So, you know, you can't trade it in like a car. You know what I mean?
You can't. Wow, you definitely can't trade it in as a car. So, because you got to, oh, because again, if you're not feeling healthy, if you're not eating well, you feel down in your life. You feel upset, sad, different things. It's so important. What about on set? How many people ask for your advice when you're acting on set about your training regimen and everything like that? Do people come up to you or ask you questions, or what do you see on set when it comes to living a healthy lifestyle?
It pretty much happens everywhere. I mean, you know, when you live a certain lifestyle like I do, you're kind of like your own business card. And as you know, just go through your daily life, there's always people that want to, you know, ask you questions or this and that, or they feel obligated to tell you that they used to be in shape, or, you know, you should have seen me in college, or, oh yeah, I used to do this. It's like, well, it's great that you used to. What are you doing today? You know, what are you doing to help yourself now? So when I'm on set, you know, sometimes actors will, you know, we'll get into the conversation of what our regiments are and what we do. And, you know, training always comes up, because a lot of my roles have to do with, you know, a physical aspect. So there's always some kind of a stunt involved. So there's always some kind of stunt guy on set. So there's always some kind of a conversation about that.
That's great. All right. So Dr. Hall, what's the next question?
Yeah, that's totally awesome. So, and so Jason, tell us about your experience as an author. I know you have a new book that's come out. And tell us about that. I believe it's, is it Captain Pump? I can't quite remember.
It's The Adventures of Captain Pump, and he's the world's first fitness superhero to help kids become fit and healthy. And the idea is to help kids empower themselves to make proper decisions so that they can figure out on their own what they need to do to live a fit and healthy life, as opposed to having an adult kind of tell them what to do. The book allows them to travel into a parallel universe that shows them how they can do it for themselves, so that when they come back to their real world, they have the abilities and the wherewithal to be able to make these.
We have before us the opportunity to forge a new world order.
There is a man behind the curtain. This isn't the Wizard of Oz. The shake-up to the music business machine.
That sounds fun!
This is a far more deadly predator than anyone ever imagined.
Perfectly designed.
I wonder which came first.
Cyrus Mission USA.
CyberStation USA is the future of radio. Get your business into the online future at the world's largest internet radio station. From banner placement on our homepage to any of our broadcaster stages, commercials on our video player, audio spots on any of our shows, or at the beginning of any of our on-demand broadcasts. CyberStation USA offers competitive rates with a worldwide reach, a fully integrated one-stop shop social media broadcast platform. For more information, please contact our sales department at cameo@cyberstationusa.com.
Cameo Entertainment Group and CyberStation USA are now part of Stitcher, a free radio app for your smartphone. With Stitcher, you can listen to live programming as well as archive radio programming right on your phone. To obtain Stitcher, just go to the App Store for your particular phone. Go to search, then type in Stitcher. That's Stitcher. S-T-I-T-C-H-E-R.
S-T-I-T-C-H-E-R.
Then download. It's that simple.
Stitcher,
a free radio app for your smartphone. Convenient access to live and archive CyberStation USA programming on your mobile phone. That's Stitcher.
S-T-I-T-C-H-E-R.
CyberStation USA, always on the go.
Every so often you have technology come along that rewrite the rules of the game.
Digital culture isn't characterized by the home computer.
You speak instantly to a man standing on the shore of France.
The CyberStation, the USA, the .com.
Worldwide. Everything has changed.
A new age.
The biggest ride in all of history.
This is CyberStationUSA.com.
Worldwide.
This is the future.
The future.
Radio.
The future.
The future of radio.
And that really is the message.
Able to make these decisions to act and live a healthy life.
And so the thought process of the way you wrote this book as a children's book, was that a surprise when people said, well, you know, you're going to write like another guru book about how to stay, to be in shape and live a healthy lifestyle, and you chose this route? What were your thoughts of people around you when you told them that?
Well, this is kind of, you know, tying in everything that I do. You know, I do fitness, I act, I teach, I do public speaking. Just all this was kind of like a project that could intertwine everything that I do and kind of best illustrate how I could make a difference and leave a mark that's going to hopefully help, you know, our young kids to become, you know, healthy adults, because they're the future. And if we don't take care of them now, then, you know, we're all going to be in trouble. Unfortunately, the trend is that younger kids are still obese, and the percentages keep getting higher every year as opposed to lower. And I'm hoping that, you know, this book series that I've created and the superhero of fitness that I created is going to be something that kids will want to look up to and be able to learn from and feel that they have a positive role model that it can look to develop these habits to help them become fit and healthy and live a lifestyle that's going to serve them today and also into their adult life.
Wow. So great. And that's why Dr. Hall, I thought he's a perfect guest because of those reasons. What question do you have for him now?
I mean, it's no doubt. I mean, he is so inspiring. Again, he's putting the focus on the children. He understands that, hey, those healthy lifestyles we learn early will later on prevent illness and obesity, things that can shorten our life and make us feel unhappy. And so, again, we have our gentle giant, Jason, going out there and being a motivator and pretty much a healer to our young people out here in the world. Now, Jason, let me ask you this. You do so many things. You do acting, a stuntman. You're an author, public speaking. How are you able to find time to do all these things? That takes a lot of energy.
I just enjoy what I do. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I just enjoy what I do. And, you know, the idea of helping people kind of fits in to all of those things, you know. And that's pretty much what I've always done, is looked towards, you know, the route to help people and to make them, you know, have more enriched lives. And I think that through the book and through my training, I could help people, you know, realize how important they are and their value, and to also see, you know, the necessity of being able to put the effort into yourself so that the people around you that you're sacrificing yourself right now for will be able to benefit from a healthier you. A lot of people think that there's no time to take care of me because I'm too busy focused on everybody else. But the reality is, if you break down, all those people are going to suffer because you won't have the ability to take care of them, never mind take care of yourself. So I think it's important to try and instill these kinds of good habits. And that's really what my goal is.
Latest projects, Jason. Tell us some of your latest projects coming up.
Oh, I got a couple of things in the pipeline. We're going to be shooting a horror film. Yes, a horror film. And that's going to be a lot of fun. It's going to be my first lead role. Looking forward to that. And we have a bunch of other projects going on. Right now I'm talking to a production company to put a Captain Pump show together. So that's another thing that we're talking about. And 2020 is going to be an exciting year. Just going to be very busy, all kinds of new things happening, more books released, just all kinds of cool projects. You know, looking forward to getting everything going.
Are you involved in this project as a producer as well, this horror film, or are you just acting in it?
Yeah, I'm also going to be a producer in it.
So thinking of the horror genre, where do you want to see it go? I miss the days of Freddy and Jason, and we went a little to a different direction. What kind of horror do you enjoy the most?
Exactly. I agree with you 100%, and that's why this horror movie, we're creating a new character. We're creating, hopefully, a character that other people will enjoy and want to see more of, and you know, maybe a franchise in the making. But you're right, you know, the idea of horror has taken a different turn, and I think it's important to get back to a little bit more suspense, a good story with a lot less obvious horror and more kind of intended, you know, kind of a storyline that allows the audience to kind of have different ideas and different perspectives on what perhaps is going to happen next, as opposed to it's just there. And you know, whenever you'd watch a Friday the 13th movie, you know, and they'd be out there in the woods, you would then kind of anticipate whenever something's going to happen. You know what I mean? You didn't necessarily know what was coming next, but you kind of did at the same time. It was just, you know, a really good storyline. And hopefully we're going to be able to create something like that, another really good storyline based horror film.
Do you see yourself, because you're producing a horror film, to get in one of the big ones at one point in time now, to get killed by one of the stars or be one of the villains or one of the characters that gets killed? Is that a goal as a horror star, to get killed by one of the greats in horror?
I don't know. Actually, that's something I'd have to mull over with my team. Right now, we're just going to try and keep this one alive as opposed to killing him off right away.
No, not you. Meaning, no, your character, you go on and act in another horror film. So like I said, I was talking to one of the former, I guess he didn't play Jason. He was one of the Jasons. And I said, dude, I said, I'd love you to kill me and be in a horror film to be killed by one of the all-time great stars. That's what I mean. Not your character in this, but go and act in another one of the horror films at one point in time of one of the greats. They re-spin another one out again.
You never know. You know, that could be something interesting down the pipeline.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Never thought of getting involved in pro. I'm a former professional wrestler, Jason. Never thought about getting involved in pro wrestling.
Oh, you know what? I'm going to leave that to the professional wrestlers. I prefer, it's a whole different ball of wax, you know, even though definitely it's entertainment and, you know, there's a definite component to it that is similar to what we do on screen, but it's more like stage acting than it is TV or film acting, because the venue and the way it's expressed is so large and it's live and it's right in front of the audience and everything's happening and, you know, there's no opportunity to cut and do it over again. So you got to make sure either you get it right or you roll with it and create something from what it is that didn't go that right. In theater, acting is very large. Everything, you know, takes up space. Same thing with wrestling, right?
Yes.
But in film and TV, everything's very small. You know, that camera lens, the scope, once you're on a close-up, it's not very wide. You know,
yeah.
you don't have much room to maneuver or to, you know, everything has to happen in your face. Everything has to be written there. Whereas acting on stage or acting in a ring, you know, can be a lot bigger, and the space that is taken up could be completely engulfed by your movement, as opposed to film and TV, where the movement is minimal. Everything has to happen, like I said, you know, in your facial expressions.
All right. Well, fantastic. Dr. Hall, finish up with your summary of Jason.
Oh, no problem. And for all those great reasons that Jason enumerated, why he does what he does, those are all the reasons why I became a doctor, to help people, to keep people healthy. And so, again, a very heroic figure, and we just wish you the best in the future, Jason, for everything you're doing. And, you know, the children's book, I just, wow, another example of a person who took their interest in kinesiology and health and fitness, made a platform and showing the world and a role model for our young children. So another great guest. So thanks, Jason.
Yeah, Jason.
Thank you so much, guys.
Where can we connect with you? Best place to go. Where can we go?
You can go to Jason Finney on Instagram. You can go to CaptainPump.com. You can go to JasonFinney.com. And those are the three best places.
Well, Jason, I appreciate you stopping by. It was a great conversation, and thanks again for calling.
Thanks so much. Take care,
guys. All right, guys, that was the Dr. Christopher Hall Show. Take care, everyone. I'm into Twitter, and your fans love you all over the country and want to see you win.
That's the key, is to win.
Yeah. Exactly. And that's the exciting thing. And we have a great guest on the line that, Mike, I know you want you to introduce, who's another radio host. So we got three radio hosts in the same virtual room together. So go ahead and introduce our guest.
Tom Trento. Tom's been on radio for a couple of years. He's a great guy. We did a show with him last week. And, Tom, I'm going to let you tell the audience a little bit about yourself.
Yeah, good to be here, Mike. Absolutely. Tom Trento. I direct an organization called The United West, and it's basically an educational counterterrorism organization. Let's see. We have four mission objectives, very simple. Defend the U.S. Constitution, defend the State of Israel, defeat Islamic Jihad, defeat Karl Marx. There's a counterstate going on within the United States of America. My organization goes after the bad guys to root them out, find them, expose them, hand them over to law enforcement if necessary. But a lot of our work is done in the public arena. And in that capacity, doing this for a lot of years, I lead national security tours to Israel, which is the ground zero for Islamic Jihad. And we're going back in May. And, you know, a couple of years ago, I brought Janine Pirro, Judge Janine. We usually have between 50 and 100 people. We train them, them back, put them back in the United States to stand for a national security relationship between Israel and the United States, critically important in this day and age.
Wow. Okay. That's a tremendous mission for sure, Tom. And so you really stay busy, it sounds like, right, with all these things you're doing.
Well, there's more bad guys than there are, as Mike knows. I mean, he was in, you know, law enforcement. There's more bad guys than time allows. But this year, what we're doing, because Donald Trump, the president, has articulated the principles that coincide most directly with our mission statement, defending the Constitution, defending Israel, fighting Islam, fighting communism. We have pushed aside a lot of our day-to-day operations And we're getting involved in an educational program to mobilize 1,000,001 new evangelical Christians to vote in the state of Florida, which has become the central battleground with our 29 electoral votes for the president.
We have before us the opportunity to forge a new world order.
There is a man behind the curtain. This isn't the Wizard of Oz. We shake up to the music business machine.
That sounds fun!
This is a far more deadly predator than anyone ever imagined.
Perfectly designed.
I wonder which came first.
CyberStation USA.
CyberStation USA is the future of radio. Get your business into the online future at the world's largest internet radio station. From banner placement on our homepage to any of our broadcaster stages, commercials on our video player, audio spots on any of our shows, or at the beginning of any of our on-demand broadcasts. CyberStation USA offers competitive rates with a worldwide reach, a fully integrated one-stop shop social media broadcast platform. For more information, please contact our sales department at cameo@cyberstationusa.com.
Cameo Entertainment Group and CyberStation USA are now part of Stitcher, a free radio app for your smartphone. With Stitcher, you can listen to live programming as well as archive radio programming right on your phone. To obtain Stitcher, just go to the App Store for your particular phone. Go to search, then type in Stitcher. That's Stitcher. S-T-I-T-C-H-E-R.
S-T-I-T-C-H-E-R.
Then download. It's that simple.
Stitcher,
a free radio app for your smartphone. Convenient access to live and archive CyberStation USA programming on your mobile phone. That's Stitcher.
S-T-I-T-C-H-E-R.
CyberStation USA. Always on the go.
Every so often you have technology come along that rewrite the rules of the game.
Digital culture isn't characterized by the home computer.
You speak instantly to a man standing on the shore of France.
The CyberStation, the USA, the .com.
Worldwide.
Everything has changed.
A new age.
The biggest ride in all of history.
This is CyberStationUSA.com.
Worldwide.
This is the future.
The future.
Radio.
The future.
The future.
The future of radio.
And that really is the message.
For the presidency. You can't become the president without winning Florida. And we have a counterstate operative, Andrew Gillum, working with the Muslim Brotherhood to defeat Donald Trump in a campaign they call here in Florida, Flip Florida Blue. So we put our jihadi fighting aside, and then we fired up the studio that we usually use for going after bad guys. We're now on commercial radio, mobilizing people to get involved and fulfill their civic and Christian responsibility and vote.
Mike, this is an amazing thing because, again, Tom is a real American to stand up for this because, Mike, as we know, we're in a divided country to the point where people are really not getting along based on lies, based on things when a true American like Tom speaks out. There are many people that are against it. So he's being a real American to do that, as you are as well, Mike. Can you expound on that?
Well, it's a spiritual battle. That's why I wrote the book, The Time of His Coming, the final chapter. That's what causes the division. I mean, people are blind to the truth. And that's the biggest problem. I mean, I've had the opportunity to sit down and interview guys like Kamal Saleem, who Tom knows, Zachariah Anani, who taught me radical Islam. And radical Islam is totally opposed to everything in the Bible. It's the only religion, I think, where they break not only the first four commandments, but every commandment. They encourage people to kill, to murder, to lie, to steal from them. And yet it's acknowledged as just another religion.
And that's the problem. And I'm going to go that question based on your point. Tom, we're talking about specifically the extreme. Why is it that if you talk out on the extreme, people think we're being talking out on the entire religion, Tom?
My background is I'm what's considered a Christian apologist. I have my background is I have a degree in law enforcement. I was headed to the FBI, but I got saved in college, and I wanted to understand God's law. So I went to Moody Bible Institute, did a degree in theology and Greek. And then I was headed to law school, but then I fell into this thing, apologetics, defending the truth claims of Christianity. So I went to graduate school, the seminary, and did a degree in philosophy and all of that stuff. And since day one, been fighting the cultural battle between the Judeo-Christian worldview and everything else. So in that context, I've developed an expertise, not only theologically, but since 9/11, culturally, politically, and on the Islamic side of their doctrines. And I would modify the question a little bit, saying we're talking about the extreme. From the doctrinal position of Islamic leaders, a pure Sharia-dependent, Sharia-focused, Sharia-based lifestyle is not extreme. It's mandated. It's the norm. Now, to a Westerner like us, particularly a Jew or a Christian who has a set of morals based upon the Bible, we view normative Islam as extreme, but that's an error on our part. If you talk to the Islamic leaders, and right now Ayman al-Zawahiri is still alive and he's written extensively on this, you'll see that the Islamic State's modus operandi, the Islamic State's way of functioning, their philosophical consistency in interpreting their doctrine is 100% accurate, and Al-Azhar University in Cairo, Egypt will put their stamp of approval on that interpretation. So we do a disservice to Islam when we call what we perceive as radical something radical when it's normative within Islamic doctrine. Now, that's a critique of the doctrines of Islam. When we go to the human beings called Muslims, that's a different story. Most Muslims don't even follow their own doctrine. Thank God, the ones that do become kinetic and deadly and dangerous and satanic. But Islam itself as a system, not radical Islam, not extreme Islam, Islam, as Erdogan, the president of Turkey, said, Islam. There's no modifying it to make it feel or sound nice from an Islamic point of view.
So, Mike, because Mike, I know you're studying this stuff as well, define the difference between a Muslim and Islam.
Well, Muslims are people that believe in Islam. Now, as Zach would say, and he said it best, if you're a Christian and you don't tithe, does it mean you're not a Christian? No, it just means you don't fulfill everything that's in the Bible. Well, with Islam, if you don't kill people, it just means you're not filling with what the Quran tells you to do. Because there are something like 72 verses in Sharia that command you to kill the infidels where you see them, take off their heads, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So if you just take 1% of the people that believe in Islam and make them radicals, now there's over a billion people that are Muslims. So that just 1% is enough to do enough destruction throughout this world to cause total chaos.
And let me add something to that. We don't have to guess at percentages, because in 2012 and 13, Pew did an extensive survey, and of the 3.5 million Muslims here in America, it's not 7 million, the number they use, that's completely false. It's 3.5 million. 25% said that the use of bullets or bombs to advance Islam is completely acceptable from a Muslim's point of view. These are American Muslims. And then another 25%, that's 50%, said that the use of bullets or bombs to advance Islam on some occasions could be acceptable within Islam. Now, I would argue that the first 25 are 100% correct, but let's just say that both of those groups, a total of 50%, completely misinterpreted Islam. They don't even know anything. Well, what do they believe? Mike's a law enforcement officer, and if the bad guy believes that what he is doing is in line with his way to get to heaven, he's going to function that way. I will argue that he's accurately believing that, but it's irrelevant in terms of the outcome because he's going to live and breathe and die thinking that killing with bombs and bullets advances the cause of Islam. And if you know anything about Islamic doctrine, I happen to be somewhat of an expert on it, you know that's consistent with the teaching. Now you go to the state of Florida where we have 200,000 Muslims in the state of Florida out of 20 million people. And you do a little bit of math, it's not 1%, it could be 50, let's say 10. 10% is 20,000 friggin' people that'll strap a bomb on themselves if the time was right. It's
oh,
crazy.
My Lord. But see, and Tom, and I'm going to go back this question because it's great what Mike's bringing, and I'll let Mike go next. The concern I have, and I'm going to give you this concern as a journalist that is trying to be unbiased in this interview today with you two, is the fact of the matter that if you say this to certain people, you really get attacked left and right in every way. Why is that, and who's protecting that so that the truth doesn't come out the way you're saying it?
Is that for me?
Yeah, it's for you, Tom.
that's what we've been dealing with for 15 years. We have, when we do our radio program, it's on a 50,000 watt commercial station. But then we shoot a television component, put it out on a variety of platforms. We were notified yesterday that Vimeo has taken us down because of exactly what we're talking about now. They view us as an organization that doesn't meet their community standards. And that's indicative of the problem. Well, take Vimeo away for a minute and YouTube, because they're private businesses and they're tough to deal with. But how about the United States government?
Yes.
Part of the problem is, starting in the 60s, the Muslim Brotherhood knew they had to infiltrate the U.S. government and get into the educational organizations, get into the legal organizations, and eventually get into politics, and everybody thought it was a joke. Now we have two sisters of the Muslim Brotherhood, Rashida Tlaib out of Michigan and Ilhan Omar. So we have been so infiltrated, and as we know now after Donald Trump's, the insanity that's taken place in the 3 years he's been president, the press is a fellow traveler with the counterstate of the Marxists and the jihadists. So the press takes information and then spins it to move public opinion to say people like Velarde and Trento are really the bad guys who hate Muslims and who are Islamophobes and all that stuff. And, you know, these people wouldn't even debate me anymore. The Muslims wouldn't even get in the same room because they know that that argument gets obliterated in 10 seconds and they can't stand on the facts. So we're always playing defense, but the best defense is a great offense, you know?
And I love that. That was a great saying you just said. A great defense is a great offense because you really have to watch what people, the final response. So that's why you have your 50,000 watt station. That's why Mike Velarde syndicated and, you know, on X amount of stations with my network and is getting, and he's busy building up his following to hopefully win in November, which is his ultimate goal. But Mike, what response would you give if you were in a debate regarding what Tom's saying, if you are the nominee to go against Frankel?
Well, listen, I sat down with people like Zachariah Anani, who killed 234 people committing jihad, and he would easily tell you he thought he was a freedom fighter. He thought what he was doing was when he killed people was their blood would make a sacrifice to Allah, and Allah would grant him and his relatives entrance into the Islamic heaven. So they totally believe what they're doing is right, and it's the only way to justify themselves with Allah, who is their God. And according to the Quran, one of the definitions of Allah is that he's the greatest deceiver of all. There's no greater deceiver than Allah. That's what the Quran says.
Oh my God.
One way, I'll add something to it because Mike's 100% right. But in a debate or a presentation, a political context, and you know, it's early in the election, and these things will come up for sure. And Frankel, who's a total, you know, dyed-in-the-wool leftist supporter of Islamic Jihad, even though her son's a military guy, I know her very well. I'm in her district. I'm in this district, obviously. But one of the great tactics, and I have debated them.
We have before us the opportunity to forge a new world order.
There is a man behind the curtain. This isn't the Wizard of Oz. We shake up to the music business machine.
That sounds fun!
This is a far more deadly predator than anyone ever imagined.
Perfectly designed.
I wonder which came first.
CyberStation USA.
CyberStation USA is the future of radio. Get your business into the online future at the world's largest internet radio station. From banner placement on our homepage to any of our broadcaster stages, commercials on our video player, audio spots on any of our shows, or at the beginning of any of our on-demand broadcasts. CyberStation USA offers competitive rates with a worldwide reach, a fully integrated one-stop shop social media broadcast platform. For more information, please contact our sales department at cameo@cyberstationusa.com.
Cameo Entertainment Group and CyberStation USA are now part of Stitcher, a free radio app for your smartphone. With Stitcher, you can listen to live programming as well as archive radio programming right on your phone. To obtain Stitcher, just go to the App Store for your particular phone. Go to search, then type in Stitcher. That's Stitcher. S-T-I-T-C-H-E-R.
S-T-I-T-C-H-E-R.
Then download. It's that simple.
Stitcher,
a free radio app for your smartphone. Convenient access to live and archive CyberStation USA programming on your mobile phone. That's Stitcher.
S-T-I-T-C-H-E-R.
CyberStation USA. Always on the go.
Every so often you have technology come along that rewrite the rules of the game.
Digital culture isn't characterized by the home computer.
You speak instantly to a man standing on the shore of France.
The CyberStation, the USA, the .com.
Worldwide.
Everything has changed.
A new age.
The biggest ride in all of history.
This is CyberStationUSA.com.
Worldwide.
This is the future.
The future.
Radio.
The future.
The future.
The future of radio.
And that really is the message.
Them too many times, and teach how to debate. Instead of when somebody says, accuses me of something, instead of me defending myself, which I'll do by again going on offense, I'll ask them a series of just a couple of questions to put everything into perspective. Now they may say, "Oh, you can't ask me a question yet; it's not the Q&A time." And I go, oh, well, yeah, you're right. Okay, let me ask myself a question that I would ask you, and let me answer it the way you should answer it if you're a reasonable person. And then I go and have a little game by myself, and I say, who knows more about Islam, Lois Frankel or Osama bin Laden? Who knows more about Islam, Lois Frankel or Ayman al-Zawahiri? Who knows more about Islam, Ayatollah Khomeini or Lois Frankel? Who knows? And the audience gets the point. I say, let me explain to you what they believe about their faith. And then let me explain to you what Lois believes about their faith. And then you tell me who's wrong about the belief. And by now the audience is going, oh, what's going on here? And you move the people to a point where you show that by the expert's opinion, Lois is a nincompoop. This isn't what we believe. Why are you lying about our faith? And now this is difficult because it's so deeply ingrained in the Western mind that nobody would really believe this crazy stuff, but people do, that it takes a little bit of process. And usually what I do is say, that's enough for today. It's like eating a big meal. You don't want to do too much. You're going to get sick. That's enough. Come back tomorrow and I'll explain a little more. And the point is made, you know, and now where are they going to go? It's crazy.
Wow. Yeah. It's definitely something that, you know, blows you away, and you gotta keep figuring out what you're gonna do. And Mike is the guy. Now, Tom, I want you to throw a question at Mike, just because this is his show, and I want you to put your talk show hat on. What advice would you offer Mike? And maybe you didn't ask when he came on your program. What advice would you offer Mike so that Mike wins the selection?
Mike has we went through this on my show. He has a pretty good offensive presentation on why even Democrats would vote for him. And he's not afraid to take a stand because he's a bold Christian on the so-called controversial issues, you know, abortion, gay marriage, all of that. And the Islamic issue is going to be one of them. I would recommend he learns what I just explained. It's a Socratic approach where you're asking a series of questions, whether rhetorically or actually, you certainly can do this in a cross-examination or debate, to establish a given point. And you got to just sketch this out on a piece of paper for someone who's not used to doing it. It's pretty simple. He certainly has the communication and intellectual skills to do it. And then, you know, we're still going to be, I've done this a million times, and at the end of it, people go, well, you're still a hater. Yeah, you make sense, but you're still a hater. So what are you going to do with people like that? The key is to mobilize enough people on the other side to vote for you. So you use the useful idiots on the left as a stepping stool to teach those in the middle and those on the right to not only move in your direction, but to actually work for you, because they like the way you responded.
All right. Well, fabulous. Definitely great advice for sure. And Tom, where can people connect with you and listen to your program? They can listen online as well. You're on a 50,000 watt station. I'm sure that people that are not in your area can listen as well, right?
Yeah. In South Florida, from Miami to Palm Beach, it's WWNN 1470. On the AM side, 95.3 on the FM side. iHeartRadio is great. You can listen worldwide on iHeartRadio. Or on the internet, you go to the website www.nnradio.com. And you go there, you'll see my picture and all that stuff. And every day, 11 to 12 East Coast time. And we'll be on all the way through the end of the year and probably more. And you can find us at theunitedwest.org. All of our stuff is posted there, but it's a counter jihad pro-American website, so we got a ton of information on there.
All right, well, fabulous. And Mike Velarde, we can go to velarde2020.com, right, Mike?
Yeah, velarde2020. If you want to get my book, mikevelardebooks.com, or if you need tax help, winningtaxsolutions.com. I'm still in the tax business helping people that have issues with the IRS.
Hey, but he's the expert as well, and that's what tuning into the Mike Velarde show will bring. And great conversation, Tom. We'll definitely have to talk off air. You need to come on my program at one point with certain topics to talk. And I know that one of my co-hosts of another show, the School Choice Show, would love you to talk school choice as well. So I appreciate you guys both stopping by, and take care.
Hey, thank you very much.
All right,
guys.
Mike, take care. Yeah. Everybody, take care.
Okay, all right, Tom, guys. Keep in touch.
That was the Mike Velarde Show, everyone.
We have before us the opportunity to forge a new world order.
There is a man behind the curtain. This isn't the Wizard of Oz. We shake up to the music business machine.
That sounds fun!
This is a far more deadly predator than anyone ever imagined.
Perfectly designed.
I wonder
wonder which came first.
CyberStation USA is the future of radio. Get your business into the online future at the world's largest internet radio station. From banner placement on our homepage to any of our broadcaster stages, commercials on our video player, audio spots on any of our shows, or at the beginning of any of our on-demand broadcasts. CyberStation USA offers competitive rates with a worldwide reach, a fully integrated one-stop shop social media broadcast platform. For more information, please contact our sales department at cameo@cyberstationusa.com.
Cameo Entertainment Group and CyberStation USA are now part of Stitcher, a free radio app for your smartphone. With Stitcher, you can listen to live programming as well as archive radio programming right on your phone. To obtain Stitcher, just go to the App Store for your particular phone. Go to search, then type in Stitcher. That's Stitcher. S-T-I-T-C-H-E-R.
S-T-I-T-C-H-E-R.
Then download. It's that simple.
Stitcher,
a free radio app for your smartphone. Convenient access to live and archive CyberStation USA programming on your mobile phone. That's Stitcher.
S-T-I-T-C-H-E-R.
CyberStation USA. Always on the go.
Every so often you have technology come along that rewrite the rules of the game.
Digital culture isn't characterized by the home computer.
You speak instantly to a man standing on the shore of France.
The CyberStation, the USA, the .com.
Worldwide.
Everything has changed.
A new age.
The biggest ride in all of history.
This is CyberStationUSA.com.
Worldwide.
This is the future.
The future.
Radio.
The future.
The future of radio.
And that really is the message.